88.5 KCSN, Jeff Penfield here, joined live in studio by Saint Motel, playing some songs off their fantastic recent release, Saint Motelevision, joined right now by AJ and Aaron. Thank you so much for taking some time out today, playing some really cool acoustic tracks for us.
Our pleasure,
Thanks for having us.
And
I remember when this happened with Saint Motelevision a while ago. You were trying to set up this really kind of cool all around event, and
we probably asked you guys to like sponsor it.
I believe you did. Yeah. I think we were starting to get involved and we were talking about it, and then I remember it didn't go anywhere. I mean, because it was originally called Saint Motelevision. That was the original one, correct?
Yeah. The warehouse we were gonna do it at had an issue with the cops and they lost their, I don't even know if they actually had an alcohol permit, but anyway, they had to shut that down, and we'd already billed it as a 21 plus event, and we already had all that stuff set up, so it didn't make sense. We had to, at first we were just going to reschedule it, and then I think we left for tour, and it just became a thing that never happened.
Right, because there was a lot of other things that you ended up getting into with touring, with, I know you had the, I think that was supposed to happen before your Coachella appearance.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was just one of those things that time-wise, it was like, well, now we're on tour, now we're making a record, and it just kind of fell by the wayside. But at the end of the day, you now use that name for what came of this album, this new record, Saint Motelevision.
Absolutely.
How did this kind of rise out of the ashes of that?
There's a couple reasons, one being that, you know, the mixing of various things for Saint Motelevision with the dancing and the the live installation art and the comedy and all sorts of stuff we had mixed together with music. That idea of mixing various things that don't seem like they fit together but do is kind of, not like a motto, not really like a goal, not a creed, you know, it's something that we kind of strive for and we try to experiment with. So it seemed like it fit in that essence of representing the band. Another reason, the album, since it was written over all sorts of different like times and moved around tour over like a couple of years, felt like every one of the songs that made it to the album was its own kind of thing. So we felt like each one was its own show on the same television set, in a way that kind of felt like a nice metaphor for the album itself. And then the third reason, Sharp and I were leaving a virtual reality tech thing, and we just thought that the Saint Motelevision idea lended itself to so much fun creative exploration with like the live show, with ways to like do cool visuals and graphics and experiment with new technologies. And it just kind of opened up the doors to make everything fit within that world.
Good afternoon. This is Saint Motel. We're going to do one now called Move.
Got it. I went to the second weekend of your Coachella performance when you were on the main stage. And, you know, I'm just standing there, and all of a sudden these stage dancers start coming out, and it's like, it's a lot of fun with what you guys do on stage.
Second week was definitely the week. Awesome. To go for sure.
Because most of the time, everybody's like, oh, first week, you got to go first week. And yeah. It was, in my case, because I went with my friend who, he's an accountant, so first week's not really an option when you're doing taxes.
Oh, I see.
But so he always comes, when he goes to Coachella, he has to go to the second week, and it just, and there's a second thing. I'm one of those early riser type people, and I was one of the people willing to wake up before the crack of noon at Coachella.
I was going to say, thank you for coming to that, because it was pretty early.
Because were you the first? No, you were second, I think, because there was like a DJ or something.
Yeah, it didn't really count.
Yeah,
we were first.
We opened it up, man.
You're the real first real band.
So, like, if you go to weekend one, if you're more into like seeing things go wrong, but weekend two, it's like when things go right. And usually, I'm just speaking generally because this is what happened for us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is awesome, and then there's a better performance. So either weekend's a plus. If you're like a nihilist, go weekend one. You know, if you believe in the power of life, go weekend two. I don't know.
Well, for you, I mean, when you did that for Coachella, is that something that you would incorporate into your regular show, or did you just do that because you knew you were going to have a little bit of a bigger crowd for that?
The dancers?
The dancers, yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, Coachella is a huge deal for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we grew up going to that festival. We knew we wanted to do something epic. Like, we wanted to make it more than just us go play a show at a festival. We wanted to make it memorable for us and try to, you know, do something. We were on the main stage, which was the biggest stage we'd ever played, I think, in that point in our career. And it's like, well, it's daytime, so you got to rule out lights. We can't really bring any of our props or, like, crazy keyboard stands. And
Can't project.
Oh, yeah.
So
Kind of whittled it down.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. We're still same motel. We're going to do one now called Destroyer.
When you do festivals, is that kind of, do you see that as an opportunity to gain a new audience sometimes? Because, again, I saw you guys at Lollapalooza this past year, and you were kind of in a nice, where your stage was, you were pretty much right on the path from both of the main stages. I mean, how do you feel like when you play a festival? Are you able to see from the stage people coming in to
Absolutely.
See you?
That's kind of the idea. You want to gain fans. You don't want to just play to the people that you've already played to. And usually people are walking by, depending on what song we're playing, they'll probably scope it out if, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes, I mean, and I think when we played in Mexico, there were a lot of people that were walking by and they decided to check it out.
You guys have just wrapped up doing a few shows with Panic at the Disco, and that's another kind of way that you're able to introduce yourself. I mean, what was that like being in arenas, being in huge stadiums for helping out, open up for another band?
It was like, initially, when we got, you know, the offer, it was like, well, I mean, a lot of these people are not going to know who we are at all, because we're like a different kind of band or whatever.
Different genre.
But it really was an awesome tour. Like, all of their fans get there early. They're passionate. They trust Panic at the Disco to bring bands on the road that, you know, they think they'll like. So people were really open, which was pretty cool, I think.
And it was a good build, because Panic has also incorporated a lot more horns in their music. And then Mr. Wives, the main support, they're kind of a horn-driven band as well. So I think that it kind of made sense in that way.
All right, and this is our final one here. Hope you've enjoyed the prior ones. This is the last one. This one that's going to conclude everything that just happened right now. Our final number here is Born Again.
Oh,
Well, thank you so much yet again. It's Saint Motel here. New album, Saint Motelevision. It's 88.5 KCSN. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.